Hello, my name is Anai, and I'm going to read a supernatural podcast about a fledgling organization and what they did. But before that, we'll start off a sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Mintios. Are you tired of the gum getting stasis after 10 minutes? If you choose Mintios, the gum will be refreshing and tasteful even after 11 minutes. That's Mintios, where the world is perfect. Definition of a fledgling is a person who fledgles or scourges himself or herself for religious discipline. The first recorded fledgelings were about 1260 AD in Perugia, Italy, where the Order of Fasani organized a brotherhood that practiced the art of self-flagellation. Throughout the year, the movement spread from northern Italy, and by the end of the year, fledgelism crossed the Alps to Alsace, Bavaria, Bohemia, and Poland. Around the time of the Black Death, the fledgelings appeared again. They spread quickly because of the hard times. In 1349, the movement reached Flanders, Holland, Bohemia, Poland, Denmark, and England. In England, fledgelism didn't catch so well. They liked the processions and marchings, and they even experienced pity and sometimes admired them. Even though they experienced those feelings, they wouldn't join the fledgling movement, so the fledgelings left England. The fledgelings wore a white capo and a white robe, and both had a red cross on them. The capote is a pointy hooded hat. The fledgelings have a scourge that had three tails, and on each tail there was a knot that had nails, iron spikes, or it was just a large knot. The fledgelings were marched around cities and villages, and they performed public penances. The fledgelings only marched for 33 and a half days. They marched for that much time because they believed that Christ was angry, and humanity only had 33 days to live. But Virgin Mary bought them half a day more. So how they performed the public penances started like this. They marched with no shirts in a file, one behind another, and they whipped themselves with scourges on their bleeding backs. Then four of them will chant in the native tongue, and another four will report. Now all of them will lay down on their bellies, and then one of them in the rear end will stand up and whip everybody in front of them. Now for a short advertisement. Today's best sponsor is the fountainofwater.com. Who needs water filters when you can have your water filtered all the time? Choose fountainofwater.com to always have filtered water. Now back to the podcast. During the 1500s, the Catholic Church found the fledgling movement as too powerful. So the authorities wanted the movement to be condemned. To do that, they sent letters to all the European countries. The letters basically said to trial and kill all the fledgelings, and they did it. A lot of fledgelings were trialed and killed, but there are still some secret fledgling organizations. The fledgelism still exists today. Many people self-fledgelate on Holy Friday in Spain, Italy, and the Philippines. Thank you for listening to this podcast about a medieval fledgelings. I hope you liked this information. Goodbye.